Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Shannon's here, everybody.
Well, I'm here.
You're not. I'm here.
You're not there.
Shannon's there, everybody.
Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. I'm very good this morning.
You have a cute little teddy jacket. I love that warm, cozy jacket.
It's a cozy. It's my little cuddly jacket. Yeah, it's got no pockets, though.
Oh, no. We don't
like
no pockets.
Is it fuzzy on the outside as well?
Yes.
It is.
Very cozy.
It's fuzzy on the outside. It's all
leopard.
I keep rubbing it back.
She's touching me, people.
Texture.
Kind of looks like a cartoon mobster in the best way possible.
I will take that as a compliment.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
How are you going? What's been going on with you?
Well, who knows what has been going on. Everything's going on. Got phone calls on the way in about kids. You know how it is.
Oh, yes.
It's never ending.
It's multitasking.
Yes.
The multitasking.
Well, Dave was wondering if one of the kids is sick, and I said, the kid's a filthy liar. Go and... Go and actually do some observations on him. Don't ask me. I can't tell. Anyway, I'm not airing that.
Do some obs
on him.
Check his temperature.
Go and actually, don't ask
see if he's got a crusty nose.
Exactly. Mm. That's right. Yeah. Take his temperature. But, you know, on Wednesdays, because I'm out early, right, I leave. And when I come back to the house, the kitchen's all clean and the cats are sorted. It's quite lovely, but I always go in via my bedroom and take jacket off or get changed and... The one thing that's not done on a Wednesday morning, and it feels like someone's brushed my eyebrows in the opposite direction. You know that feeling of when your eyebrows get brushed?
Yes.
My bed's not made. And when I say my, it's our bed. And
does that really irk you?
Yeah, gosh, it irks me. And, you know, it wouldn't have irked me like 15 years ago.
No.
But I don't know, something happened in my 30s and I have to make the bed.
So what caused you to actually go to that point in your 30s? You just went, I better
neurosis,
do it.
Maybe? I don't know. Control, in an out-of-control world, I feel like it's neat and tight. I don't know. My mum is a bed maker, and yep. I'm talking like throws and cushions and...
Oh, all the pillows.
All the pillows, everything rolled back, like styled like a
beautiful.
Vogue magazine, kind of. And she's always done that. She comes over and she comes around and makes everyone's beds. And they're like, oh, Nanny's been here. She's made the beds.
Does she? It's like her thing.
It's her thing and she's elite at it. And I don't know, but I feel like I have to make the bed. I don't feel good.
Mm-mm.
If something's misplaced, if my bed's not made every day now.
I wonder if you're alone. I mean, I am the same. I come home.
The opposite.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you don't care?
I hate making beds. I'll be honest, I hate the act of making a bed, but when the sheets are askew, drives me mental, drives me absolutely crazy, but I don't enjoy doing it.
So you prefer someone else to make your bed, and then you get into nice, fresh sheets in the night time because
nice.
Em has done
that's
the bed.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
We see you,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
We know you.
Read between the lines.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't make my bed in the mornings generally.
Tim's still in it.
I have tried numerous times to do my side and just pull it over on him and tuck him in like a little cocoon and hope that he just slithers his way out when I come
Tim
home
because he's so polite. Just roll on out.
He's like, oh, thanks, doll.
So good.
But no, he's not a bed maker, and I do come home to that, and it does sort of annoy me a little bit.
Will you make it at lunchtime?
Yeah, I do.
Like
I come home and I make my bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even though it's spent half the day unmade. And you know you're getting back into it at 3 o'clock.
I know. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like something calms me when it's done.
That's how I feel.
Right.
It's right.
You feel right.
Well, we want to ask the family.
Yes.
Are you a bed maker? Do you care? Do you not care? Do you have a particular thing about it? We want to know, and there's a chance for you to win something.
Yeah, you have the chance to win a double pass to see station sponsor Man of God. Man of God depicts the trials and tribulations, perseverance and humility of Greece's most renowned saint. Rated PG in cinemas June 2. Give us a call. Mum Life with Shannon Time, talking about making beds. Do you make them? Do you not make them?
Do you care?
Shannon?
Do you not care?
I care.
Yep.
I care.
I could care. I could not care less
about
making my bed as long as the sheets are on it. I don't even like top sheets. Top sheets suck. Get rid of those.
That's a whole new conversation.
That's like another
a blanket. A blanket.
I think we need to just mute him. Thanks very much. Yep. Okay. Dead like, is there anyone else out there that's into bed making or not? Who have we got?
We've got Andrew in Kingsley. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, team. How are we today?
We are excellent, Andrew.
Excellent.
Yep. What's your thoughts?
Good. Back in the days when I was in the military, the beds had to be made so precisely that a 20-cent piece, when you dropped it from a certain height, had to bounce a certain height. And if it didn't, your bed was stripped and you had to do it again and again.
That's
and again.
Wild.
I love that.
Good practice.
Yeah. But nowadays, making my bed would involve an entire process change to my life. Oh. Because, see, the washing goes into the washing machine. It then goes onto the clothesline. It then goes onto a pile on my bed and then never gets put away. So if I need something, I grab it. So now, if I was going to make my bed, I'd have to put my clothes away, and that's just too much work.
He's even got logic there. That's quite amazing.
The bedrobe.
Yeah. Okay,
awesome.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for your call, Andrew.
We've got Lynette on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I've never, ever really loved making my bed. And then I had a baby and my bedroom became like my space.
Yeah, she's like, it's me. You're talking about me, Mum.
Cute. Yeah, so it's your safe space now.
I'm not all about all the cushions and the pillows and the layers, but just a basic neat bed. Is my safe space.
Yes,
that is true. And you can go in there and escape sometimes and lie on there and, you know, curl into a fetal position and cry. Sometimes, yes. Like I'm sure some people, some mums do at times.
Well, I think actually now Lynette mentions that once I had my third babies, once I started making the bed, because again, I think it was exactly what Lynette says. It was like a sanctuary. Like I needed to go in somewhere that was ordered.
And that wasn't just destroyed by children.
Chaos, yes.
How interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Very, and a bit Pinteresty. Fun times. Awesome. Thanks for your call, Lynette. I like it. We've also got Isabel on the line. Yep. Good morning, Isabel.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
What a beautiful day.
It is. Are you a bed maker or you don't care?
Oh, my goodness. Of course. The day is not systematic. Systematically ordered, that bed is made, and I feel organised.
Yep.
I work in a school, and organisation is the key. That's it. Boom.
Wow. My
bed is unmade. I'm all unbalanced. Totally unbalanced.
It's like your whole world's falling apart. I know. I get the feeling. Yeah. I know. I understand, Isabel.
Yeah,
I feel
a bit
It's such a beautiful feeling to walk into the bedroom. The bed's made. The teddies are sitting there. Hello.
Good to hear. Okay. Well, keep them coming, family. Keep them coming. 9313-0985. Are you a bed maker or not? Do you care? Do you not care? We'll be back soon.
Down Kanata Freeway northbound on Mount Henry Bridge, Salter Point. Right lane is blocked. Congestion on the Mitchell Freeway southbound. Busy Ocean Reef Road to Whitfords Avenue. Caronup Road to Scarborough Beach Road. Kanata Freeway northbound is heavy. Farrington Road to Canning Highway. Grand Farmer Freeway. No delays. North Bridge Tunnel moving well in both directions.
Thank you, Dan, for the traffic. And we've been talking about bed making.
That's right, yeah.
And making bed, if it's important or not,
yes,
with Shannon.
Yes,
it is for Shannon. Hey, Simon texted and said, hey, never feel ready if bed not made. But my wife sacked me from making the beds because I didn't place the cushions correctly.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
You tried. Colleen's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. What are your thoughts?
No, I'm definitely a bed maker. Even if the rest of the room's a mess, if the floor drives everywhere, it doesn't matter. If the bed is made, then it's good.
Oh, good.
For me, it's the same as when I've got to put my makeup on. If I've just got lipstick, that's fine. Don't have to have anything else. So the beds are definite.
So is the bed, the bed's all that matters. It doesn't matter what the rest of the house looks like. The bed is the thing.
That's right.
I like that. I like
it's the focal
that.
Point of the room. You know, really, really ties the room together.
Like,
just like
lips,
you know?
Lipstick on a made up face. I agree with that.
That's true.
I'm all for the lipstick too.
Yeah, I agree. We got Kelly on the line. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Now, Kelly, what's your deal in your home?
So I'm a nurse. I get up early, so I'm long gone by the house by 6 a.m. And my husband crawls out of bed, leaves it unmade all day, but then makes it neat as a pin before I get into it at night.
Like just before you get in, Kelly.
That's fine.
Just before I get in. Perfectly made before I get in, but it's lying in a mess on the floor all day.
That is an interesting timeline.
It drives me insane.
Yes, okay, good.
Have you ever said to him, can you just want to make it a little bit early so it just looks nice for a little bit longer? No.
I just don't understand. Like, no. I've made the bed. I've got a day off today. But, yeah, you know, all day, every other day, lying in a mess on the floor until that moment I get into it at night.
Oh, that's sweet. Look, definitely sweet. I think, Kelly, I think you guys, you and your husband deserve the prize. Yes.
Oh, yes, and you have won a double pass to see station sponsor Man of God, the incredible true story of Saint Nectarios of Algina, Greece. rated PG in cinemas June 2. Congratulations!
We'll be back soon with Shannon Knowledge. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.